Connecticut to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Good Thursday morning to you. 251-343-0106 is the text line. That's where we take feedback here on this program. That's your best opportunity. Still to come on the program from the Alabama Policy Institute, Parker Snyder joining us. So you want to stay tuned for that. I'll talk about there. Let's kick it off here. Our next guest joins us, North Alabama. House District 9, I believe. State Representative Scott Stadthagen on the line with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How about yourself?
Doing well. Well, we haven't talked in a couple of months since signy die, but how are things going this off season for you?
They're going good, trying to catch up from all of our work that we missed during session, and watching this inflation, of course, with the market and everything, but other than that, just working full throttle.
Well, that's good to hear. So since we last tuned in, now at the end of the last session there, you guys, you were the I guess the chief sponsor in a, what was it called, the bathroom bill, and it just states that you have to use the bathroom of your biological gender, not your quote unquote chosen gender, whatever that means. But since then, there's the Biden administration has decided, now they threatened in a press conference or whatever, Jen Psaki, the then press secretary, threatened you guys lawmakers, but you got an op-ed out a couple of days ago talking about this as it pertains to Title IX, and we see it over and over again about sports. We already have some laws on the books, but it does appear that the Biden administration is trying to push back against this.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when I first read that, it just really took me back. And he's not trying to change it. He is absolutely trying to destroy it from what we've created in 1972. And he is really trying to destroy female sports, which is the bill that I passed, HB 391, the year before last. I'm very proud of it. Very proud to stand strong for our female athletes in the state of Alabama. And, you know, for the president of the United States to suggest changing what we fought so hard for is honestly just baffling.
Well, tell me what you think about this. And I believe that they're using the bureaucracy in ways to pressure states. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as we know, school lunch program, they're threatening funding for that to states that don't play ball with the way the Biden administration wants to interpret Title IX, the way they want to treat it to include this. What do you make of that? Is that something we need to be concerned about?
Absolutely not. You know, we have to draw the line in the sand somewhere. And on that athletics bill, I vividly remember several corporations threatening our state, making calls to the governor before she signed it, letting her know the consequences if she signed it, what we'd be facing financially within our state, along with the federal government pushing, you know, it's baffling to me that somebody can threaten you when you are passing legislation for the constituents of your state. You can't force people with finances like that. I mean, that's not the way the world works, and that's not the way state government works.
Well, I guess it's the Biden administration saying, hey, you either play ball and you do things our way, or we're going to use the school lunch program and maybe some other USDA programs. We're going to penalize you and take some of those away, and it's going to be your fault. You're going to have hungry kids. I mean that's sort of a dirty pull in my book, but it looks like that is something that they're at least considering.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, ever since Michelle Obama did her cafeteria stuff, the food hasn't been very well anyway. So if they try to do that, then we will take precautions that we need to take. But I'm not going to be threatening by no means from the president or the federal government on feeding our kids. I mean, that's just, you know, our social agenda right now with our country is just going in the wrong direction. You can't even watch TV anymore with your kids without certain things being pushed on them that shouldn't be pushed on them. We had an amendment on the bill, the bathroom bill that you were talking about previously. And, you know, we stated from kindergarten to fifth grade that sexual orientation and gender identity should not be discussed with these students. And, you know, I wish we could do it for our TV as well, because our kids right now are watching TV and they're seeing stuff that they should not be seeing or even know, have any knowledge of until they're at the appropriate age. And they're pushing this agenda on our kids to make it more acceptable when they become our age. It's just, it's a sad day, really.
Well, it's just, and I think, you know, I assume you hear this from your constituents, representative, but there's a distrust there in our institutions. And some of that we can control. Some of that you guys can, obviously, pop culture, and that is the marketing in this country has lent itself to be woke all of a sudden. But what we can control, it's the taxpayer supported schools. It's our institutions. And they need to reflect kind of what people want in the state.
Absolutely. You know, and that's, we had that college swimmer who was born in male, who, you know, pretty much destroyed the future of several female athletes. And, you know, you would think that the president would take note to that, of how the country reacted. But apparently he has not at all. And I think we need to stand strong, and we need to stand up for what's right. And I will continue to do that as long as I'm in office. And when I'm not in office, I'll still stand up for what's right.
Now, I suppose one kind of positive aspect of what's going on, and I assume you're watching this, the High Court, the Supreme Court of the United States, the Dobbs decision to start out with, and you were there when you guys passed the abortion ban in 2019, and I assume, you weren't immune to some of the criticism, but now that the Supreme Court, and it's not just that decision, there's been Second Amendment decision there against New York State. There was the First Amendment religious freedom decision with the football coach that just wanted to pray on the field, and the school system terminated his employment. Now he gets to come back, but you got to feel good about that institution and the way it is ruling and what it views as the power of the federal government.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It is a good day in America, in the United States, for, you know, some of the stuff that they've been ruling on, Roe versus Wade, number one. Number two, for us to express our freedom of religion, you know, for that coach to stand strong. And, you know, that, yes, absolutely. Everything is going in the right direction, especially with our Second Amendment rights. And we took a stand in the state of Alabama for our Second Amendment rights in 2019. We took a stand for to challenge Roe versus Wade. And I remember when we cast that vote, like it was yesterday, there was a lady. Of course, we were getting criticism, like always. And there was a lady in the gallery that threw a bunch of red paint all over the glass. And, you know, that saying, you getting drug out by the hair of your head, she literally was drug out by the hair of her head. And it was a memorable moment in my political career that I'll never forget. I'm glad that the Supreme Court got it right, and I'm glad they put it back in our hands, because we're going to save lives. I mean, that decision saves lives. And I think now we need to focus on the adoption aspect with DHR and so forth, and make sure that that is in line, so when these kids, you know, have that opportunity, there's going to be good parents for them, and they're going to have a good life.
Well, that seems to be where the focus, I guess, you know, with this abortion ban and very limited exceptions, that you're going to have more babies perhaps as a product of that. And it's adoption services and maybe even women's health to some degree, that the state needs to maybe look at bolstering just to better accommodate what the consequences of a ban are, what the effects are. Is that something you think you guys are going to look at next session?
Yes, sir. I honestly, this is Scott's personal opinion. I have not heard it from any of the legislators. I've got a constituent that I've recently talked with, Mr. Henderson, and, you know, we talked about that going forward, you know, and that's a good problem to have. That's a good problem to have when there's no longer abortions being done in the state of Alabama. The problem is, you know, there are other states that they are going to allow it, and there are going to be people that are probably are going to be able to travel to those states, which that's something without our boundaries. But as far as the state of Alabama is concerned, I think we definitely need to be mindful of that and be prepared for it. But it, like I said earlier, is definitely a good problem to have.
Let's get back to Title IX for a moment. And, college athletics in Alabama, I don't need to tell you, but college athletics in Alabama, I mean, it's a big deal, right? It is part of the culture. The NCAA has not really taken a strong stand one way or another, or a definitive stand one way or another on this. They have, as far as I could tell, just kind of been guided by the shifting winds of the politics of it. But when we start talking about enforcing these Title IX directives, and if the NCAA does suddenly see that it needs to be needs to live up to the letter of the woke law, do you? What do we do there if it starts impacting the college athletics in this state? Is that something you at least see as something to be on the radar?
That's a very good question. You know, when I was talking about kind of receiving threats previously on this bill, the NCAA was one of them making calls and talking about our SEC tournaments and our collegiate, not SEC, but our collegiate tournaments we have in our state. And you know, that's a fine line. You know, they need to stand up for what's right, as what we are doing as legislators. And they didn't know they will destroy female sports. I mean, you're talking about girls that have, you know, busted their tail since they were 5 years old to excel in a particular field. And they get to high school and it can be stripped away from them, you know, or they get that scholarship and go to college. And then there's some guy that couldn't cut it on the, you know, on the collegiate level in the men's division, so he jumps in the female and, you know, takes it from them then. So it's either take it from them in high school, which won't happen in Alabama because of the law we passed, but, you know, they technically could do it in college. So they need to stand. They need to stand for what's right and realize what they're doing to female sports. I mean, as a father to a daughter, I just can't imagine the parents of that swimmer that, you know, what do you tell your daughter who has worked so hard for something and a biological male has taken away from them? I mean, there's no words, you know. You tell them that life's tough and all that good stuff, but this is not the case. I mean, this is just unfair. There's nothing fair about it, and I think we're going to have to do something, but I don't know that. I don't know how far we can go with it.
Well, I think it's all, I mean, North Carolina, when they had their bathroom law, and it was, you know, it was everywhere. But the NCAA threatened, you know, what they, sort of the way they hold near and dear college basketball, Duke and North Carolina, NC State, Wake Forest, et cetera. And then they threatened, the tournament and regionals and whatever, there is a blueprint there for the NCAA to play politics and try to intervene here. I guess that's something we got to watch out for.
Absolutely. You know, and my suggestion is we stand strong as a state and we stand up to them and we don't let them influence our decisions of what we think is right and wrong within the state of Alabama.
Representative, we got to cut it off right there. We're up against a break, but you've been very kind to make time for us, and hopefully we can talk again soon before you guys get back in session next year.
Absolutely, Jeff. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
I appreciate it. State Representative Scott Stadegan there. We got to get a break here. We will be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm getting hammered, sitting right here at the floor.